Just a few questions that recently came up. We just celebrated a Rosh Chodesh Shehal Liyot B'Shabbat. And always when that happens, it lends itself to much situations of people that made mistakes praying the wrong Amidot. Specifically, the Musaf of Shabbat Rosh Chodesh is a special Musaf of Ataya Sarta. And the conclusion of that Amidah is Mekadesh, a Shabbat, Yisrael, V'Rashi Chodashim. So the question was, a person made a mistake. And instead of praying the regular Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, he either prayed the Musaf of Shabbat regular, or he prayed Musaf of Rosh Chodesh regular. But he didn't pray the combination Musaf, Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh. So Hacham Avadya writes clearly, in Chazon Ovadia, at the end of Hanukkah, and Shin Yud Gimal, Hal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbat, Shesarik Lomar B'Musaf Ataya Sarta, Lichlol Musfe Shabbat V'Rosh Chodesh, V'Tahav V'Palel Musaf Shel Shabbat Bilvad, either you played Musaf of Shabbat, or Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh Bilvad, or you played Rosh Chodesh alone. Lo Yatza, V'Sarik L'Azor U'Litpalel. It seems that already is a ta'ut that obligates the person to pray again. He quotes from the Hikmei Lev and from the Chidan Birkei Yosef Siman Tatz Siv Katan Het. Furthermore, he writes, "Vim ta'av v'musaf shel Shabbat v'Rosh Chodesh." If let's say in the Shabbat he prayed Ataya Sarta, but when it came to the Chatima, he said Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Shabbat. You didn't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Chatima. In that case, the Hakam says he was Yotze. Why? Because since the Ataya Tzarta paragraph, you mentioned Rosh Chodesh, so therefore you're covered. Mitfilat Ataya Tzarta im ta'av amar et Musaf, velo amar Musfe. Well, there's two Musafim you have to mention. Musaf, Rosh Chodesh, Musaf, Shabbat. If in that prayer you only said et Musaf, so therefore he says you are Yotze. Last but not least, a case that happened, which the Hakam also discusses. It was Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbat. He didn't say Ataya Sarta. He said regular Tikanta Shabbat, regular Musaf. After he finished, he realized, wow, I forgot of it, Rosh Chodesh. So he went and he prayed Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh, regular. After he finished Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh, he remembered that it's Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh of Shabbat. So the question is, can he say, he can combo it. Shabbat already, he prayed. Not Rosh Chodesh, he prayed. So can he say, listen, bottom line, within two Amidot, he covered whatever he has to do. Kamar says, you cannot. Hakamim mitaken in one Amidah, that you mention both items. So therefore, we have to pray Musaf yet a third time, and pray Ata Yasata. He writes it on Shin Yud Zayin, let's just read it, Rosh Chodesh, Shehal B'Shabbat. ותאב בתפילת מוסף ולא אמר אתה יצא אלא תיקנת שבת שהוא מוסף של שבת בלבד והוא צריך לחזור וכשחזר להתפלל מוסף של ראש חודש בלבד צריך לעזור ולהתפלל מוסף של שבת וראש חודש דיינו אתה יסעת ואינו יוצא ידי חובה בתפילותיו הראשונות so again הלכה למעשה if a person made a mistake on Shabbat ראש חודש and he prayed either regular מוסף or he prayed Rosh Chodesh Musaf, either case, he is not Yosei, would have to repeat the Amidah again of Ataya Tzarta.